Hi, folks. You're listening to the Kale Institute's Community of Practice podcast. I'm the program manager for Communities of Practice. My name is Yoni Gordon. Each month, we're going to put out a small 5-minute podcast that's going to reflect back a little bit of the conversations that are happening in this ongoing Community of Practice meeting series. Our episode today is going to focus primarily on the 2-day convening that we had back in the middle of February. Now, if you're hearing this podcast, chances are you got the invite for our convening, and a smaller group of you were lucky enough to attend in person. And then an even smaller number of you joined us over Zoom for day 2 of the convening, which unfortunately we had to move to the virtual realm because of a storm that never quite developed. That's winter in New England for you. Now, given the fact that this convening was planned in February in New England, when it's cold outside, when the weather's unpredictable, when it's really hard to get people to donate some hours of their time to come from their homes or from their office, it would have been really reasonable to expect that people would have walked out of there saying, this could have happened over Zoom, or it could have been an email. However, the strength and success of this event came from exactly the inverse of that. For 2.5 hours, a select group of the Good Jobs Metro Boston Coalition came together to engage in substantive conversation. Sourcing partners sat down with ECE center directors and were able to see eye to eye for the first time in perhaps a long while about the task of building a pipeline to employment. Even moving our second day to Zoom, due to this storm that, didn't really materialize, didn't hinder the type of meaningful conversation that Communities of Practice is all about. This is what we're going to strive to do over the next couple of months. We want to bring people together, we want to hear from you, and we want to be able to reflect back the knowledge that you're bringing to the table, whether that be through questions raised or solutions that are sourced, or even just meaningful connections that are made. Yes, that's right. People made connections and networked at these events. People made friends. It's true. It happened. I saw it with my own eyes. But it wasn't all just fun and games. There was real work that we got done over those 2 days. And what emerged from those conversations were 2 main ideas. Number 1, a desire to strengthen partnerships between sourcing partners and center directors. And number 2, a need for hands-on resources in early childhood education classroom settings. These are the 2 principles that will guide the conversations that are going to occur in our ongoing Community of Practice meeting series. On the second Monday of each month at 1 p.m., we're inviting you to join us over Zoom to engage in a topic-centric conversation that's related to the work that you do. These conversations are open to our sourcing partners and any of our center directors. We're going to cap attendance at 25 so that we can ensure that we hear everyone's voice while still keeping the conversation as lively as possible. Now, as I mentioned at the top of this episode, part of what we want to do with this podcast is not just present information to you. You've got enough of that already. But we really want to be able to reflect back the conversations that we hear you engaging in. I think one of the most poignant comments that came out of our 2-day convening was a comment that someone left saying that there is a need right now for an advocate akin to Gwen Morgan. And for those of you that don't know, Gwen Morgan was a major powerhouse who really advocated for early childhood education and really pushed for reforms. The Kale Institute wants to try to serve as that kind of a powerhouse. We want to be the bullhorn, and we want to amplify your voice. With that in mind, I want to share a little bit of a conversation that I was lucky enough to take part in recently. Just earlier this week, I paid a visit to Children's Services of Roxbury.
Our babies are probably, they're sleeping. You just put them down.
Where I had the opportunity to sit down with Director of Early Care and Education, Tennille Smith.
Nice to meet you.
Here's what she had to say about one of the major struggles facing early childhood educators today.
Early childhood education is essential. It is critical. if you think back to when you were a child and all that you learned it in your formative years. Mm-hmm. You learned how to share and to take turns, how to say please and thank you, how to wait, how to problem solve, how to process your feelings, and a caring adult was able to support you to express your feelings and emotions in a socially appropriate manner, right? And our early childhood teachers are extremely important, and they need to be able to live on the wages that they make. And the honest truth is, many of them are not. Not just teachers here at the center, but teachers everywhere in the field of early education are compensated with livable income.
My thanks again to Tennille Smith and everyone at Children's Services of Roxbury. We hope to see you at the next Community of Practice meeting held over Zoom on March 11th at 1 p.m. Until then, good luck. Let us know how we can support.